Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the C Major Radio Show. I'm your host, C Major Porter. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Practicing music theory over the summer. How do you do that? That's today's episode. Practicing music theory over the summer. How do you do that? So I have some ideas for you today. I want to help you to think through your music making and to just know that music is made out of fixed sounds, like those produced by the keys on a keyboard. Each key produces its own sound, a sound which is higher or lower than the sounds produced by any of the other keys. And it always produces the same sound. Different types of instruments produce their sounds in different ways, but it is easiest to understand how musical notes are arranged and named by looking at a keyboard. Recently, I ran into someone who wanted to know more about my teaching background, and I was able to share with the person the journey that had brought me to where I am today in my own music making and helping others to stay on their music making paths. It was an interesting conversation. Sometimes people just want to be reassured that the efforts they've made and things they have chosen to do with music were the right things for them. I'm always happy to reassure my students that when it comes to music making, there is no right or wrong way to do it. Just do it. So thank you again for joining me today on the C Major Radio Show. And I do want to offer some guidance to those who are listening and to my students, to parents that may want to organize the summer activities for their children, and for teachers that may be tuning in. If you are networking with me over the summer, just feel free to bounce ideas off of me or send me an email or something that can help us connect, maybe over a coffee conversation or something like that, maybe a music event that we can tap into or a workshop. So let me just tell you what happened to me last summer. So I attended a workshop that was conducted by somebody who was very well known in music publishing, and it really changed the way that I was going to be teaching in the fall because new materials were introduced. And so if you've been listening to the C Major Radio Show, you know how much I am a fan of ABRSM and how I've been able to help my student with their music exams. But what about those students that may not be interested in taking exams? How do you fill up their summer? So I have my students that are already going to be committed to taking music exams over the summer, studying for music exams, studying music theory and practicing it in a way that will help them to succeed on an exam. But what if you are that student that just wants to get into a better groove when it comes to music theory? So I'm going to talk about the packet that I got last summer. It was free, and all because I attended this workshop. And in that packet was something called Bastion New Traditions Primer A, Bastion New Traditions Primer B, Bastion Theory Boosters Naming White Keys, and Theory Boosters Middle C Note Speller. And it was all free just for attending this workshop. So, I had to sign up for it, as did the other teachers in the area. But they're all published by a company called Chose. I believe that's how you pronounce that, Neil A. Chose Music Company. And you spell Chose, K-J-O-S. So if you want to know more, feel free to give them a call. They have an 800 number that you can use to reach them. It's 1-800-797-5567. That's 1-800-797-5567. And then there's a website you can go to, www.chose.com. That's www.kjos.com. So, of course, they have no idea that I'm going to be talking about them today. And it's not something that I'm saying that I'm endorsing formally, but I am recommending it because it has helped me. So we don't have an agreement that I should talk to them, talk about them, rather, on the air for any sort of benefit for myself, but I see nothing wrong with mentioning something that has helped, if it has helped, and it really has helped. So what helped me was that I had some students that were not doing very well in the methods that they were assigned by other teachers, and so when they came to me, we had to find a different way for them to learn. So imagine that they've been stuck in some method that has them doing things they just aren't naturally able to do and just aren't willing to do according to their learning style. So this gave me another option for that. So definitely, if you can, check out those methods that I named, the Bastion New Traditions Primer A. And primer is spelled P-R-I-M-E-R. Some of my students try to correct me and say, it says primer, but you say it primer. I'm pretty sure of that. Bastion New Traditions Primer A and Bastion New Traditions Primer B. So B-A-S-T-I-E-N is how you spell Bastion. So tune into the after show because I'm going to be giving some shout-outs over in the after show as well. And I'm also going to go over a little bit more detail. I'm going to go in more detail about these books that were in the packet. So let me just say now that the book called Naming White Keys, I used that with one of my students, and it really helped because she was unsure where her hands should go on the piano. And just imagine you can use a book like this, and it helps because it's fun. Bastion Theory Boosters will launch your students to new heights of theory success. Each activity book focuses on a single theory concept using puzzles, mazes, games, riddles, and more to fuel your students' natural love of learning. These make the perfect companion to any method when introducing and reviewing these topics. So I'll go in a little bit more detail about what those topics are, and I will see you over in the after show for more details about this. But it's just really great. And then also part of the Theory Boosters series includes something called Middle C Note Speller. Now, this really helped out my student who was having trouble knowing where her hands go. She was in a method that just kept her moving around, and she just wasn't that type of learner and was always feeling insecure about where her hands were supposed to be positioned and kept asking me to set up her hands. And I thought, okay, we need to do something different. And this really helped. So the Middle C Note Speller, again, part of the series, it just includes some written activities that can really, really work well, especially if you're using something like flashcards, which we had her use. So my recommendation for practicing music theory over the summer, if you aren't engaged in some sort of study for a music theory exam, if you aren't practicing music theory using the ABRSM books, then I would say delve into the Bastion series because it can really make a difference in your music making. And it's fun. You want to have something that's fun and includes games. The ABRSM series has a little bit different approach to the learning. There aren't games, but I will say this. If you delve into the website, you will see some apps that can make the music theory practice a little bit more fun. So don't sleep on that. Go to abrsm.org if you want to learn more about the apps that are available that can make the learning a little bit more fun for your theory music exam practice. Okay, so I've given you a couple of ideas for resources. And again, feel free to follow me online. I'm at Twitter, CRLPOR5. I'm over on Facebook, cmajor.porter, and I'm at cmajorporter.com. Also, see me over at C Major's Classroom, cmajorsclassroom.wordpress.com. You can see me over there as well. And don't forget to subscribe, if you'd like, to my YouTube page. I'm building it, but on YouTube, if you just follow some of the promos that I've posted about the C Major Radio Show, I have been trying to make sure I announce what I'm going to be talking about on the show the next time the show is coming up. So I'm working on some new technology things too, just to kind of give the show a little bit more of an identity. So I'm going to play something for you and just see how you like it, because it's going to create a signature sound for the show. And then I'm going to be, of course, upgrading at some point as well. So look forward to that. I have not forgotten about that. I know that I've said that a few times already, but I do intend to find a way to upgrade. So just listen.
You're listening to the C Major Radio Show.
Okay, so hopefully you like that drop that I'm working on. And so I'm going to play it again over in the after show just to see how it sounds over there when I play it back. So anyway, if you have any questions, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. What's coming up next? Next on the C Major Radio Show, very exciting show, very exciting episode, because I have students that are not only in school, I have students that are moms, and I've been teaching moms and dads over the past year, and it's been really, really interesting. So tune in for the next episode of the C Major Radio Show, because I'm going to be talking about piano for moms, recapturing your youth. And these moms are on fire, let me tell you. They are trying to bring back their muscle memory and just to play those tunes that they really love, tunes by Beethoven. They want to play the Charlie Brown songs. That's the way they say it. So Linus and Lucy, and they want to play Fur Elise by Beethoven, or Fur Elisa, if you prefer that pronunciation. They want to play the Moonlight Sonata. They want to play other tunes that are recapturing their youth, tunes from Broadway, tunes from The Wizard of Oz, for instance. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And it's just so fun for me to know what draws their attention. So, of course, I can recommend, oh, you should go this way. You should learn to play some of the Mozart sonatinas. And then they'll say, no, this is what I want. And so next episode, Piano for Moms, and I will be putting up a description of that show, a detailed description of the show, just talking about the things that I will talk about in the next episode. So thank you so much for tuning into the C Major Radio Show. It's been great fun to be with you today. Practicing music theory over the summertime. And join me in the after show, because I'm going to be talking about more about summertime over there as well. So how do you do that? Find out more in the after show. Thank you so much for tuning in to the C Major Radio Show. If you live in the greater New York City area, let me caution you today about today's weather. So this is C Major's weather announcement, C Major weather. The weather is very unsettled today. So we're talking about temperatures in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. It's sunny now, but we're expecting to have like a sudden thunderstorm, a very blustery thunderstorm a little bit later. So if you're out in the weather, just try to be prepared with the gear that you have on. And if you're out making music somewhere, just know to protect your gear when you're out and about. So have a great day, and I will see you next time on the C Major Radio Show. Wherever you are, try to go out and make music, stay in and make music, but whatever you do, try to put some music in your day. I'll see you next time right here on the C Major Radio Show. Have a great day. Take care.